Kim, what's going forward for you from here? To what degree will you be supportive of other Democrat candidates at various races in Southwest Missouri or beyond, or at the national level? What's going forward for Tim Davis?
Right. In terms of the 7th congressional race, I have chosen not to make any endorsements in that particular race, nor have I, and I probably won't be making any endorsements in any other race, whether it be federal, statewide, or one of our local races, except that I would like to point out that my dear friend, the Reverend Larry Maddox, is running as for the Recorder of Deeds in Greene County. Reverend Maddox is a pastor of a small but thriving church on the north side of Springfield. I've spoken at his church before, and he's running for Recorder of Deeds as a Democrat. And in case someone is looking, happens to be thinking about that election, someone in your listening audience, well, there's a godly, Reverend Maddox is a godly and capable person running on the Democratic ticket.
Reverend Maddox will have to come on Ramble and Rumble with Rabbi, because he's now been endorsed by the great Tim Davis on my show. And again, I appreciate you saying that. Tim, it obviously begs the question then, as you've opened the door, that you're not going to be making any endorsements, and you identified specifically not going to be making an endorsement in the 7th Congressional District. Why?
Well, what I look for in a candidate, I look for both skill, practical skill in economics, law, foreign policy, and I look for a baseline level of integrity. And I'd like to see a combination of both the integrity and the skill in a candidate whom I support. And I, at the moment, I have not, and throughout the election, I have not seen it in the major party candidates who remain. I should point out that there's a minor party candidate in Kevin Craig, the Libertarian candidate in the race, who happens to be a Christian and is also actually very well informed on economic issues and on law. I don't know if he is an economist or not. He speaks as if he's had significant economic training. I'm not going to endorse him, but if I was going to endorse someone, he actually happens to have the most expertise of anyone who remains in the race.
Now, Tim, are you saying that also with that you've walked in the light with the Democrat nominee for United States Congress in the 7th Congressional District, Scott Eckersley, who will be a guest following you here in the next 10 minutes? Have you had opportunities to sit down with him eyeball to eyeball, either by his invitation or by your invitation, and kind of have a meeting of the minds and come away from that meeting to say he doesn't really meet all the standard criteria that I would want, and therefore I'm not going to endorse?
I mean, I do know him. We've met on a number of occasions, and I've listened to him speak and heard what he has to say about issues, and across on I'm not confident in the enough in what I have seen to make an endorsement.
Okay, now it would be of course untraditional, but not without precedent, that a Democrat such as you, who now has gained a larger megaphone as a result of your candidacy for United States Congress in the 7th District, it's not traditional, but not without precedent, that a Democrat might endorse or be supportive of a Republican congressional candidate. Are you saying that you wouldn't even cross party lines and consider the Republican nominee for United States Congress, Billy Long?
Right. No, I'm certainly not going to endorse Billy Long. His ethical, or at least I was really concerned about the question of gambling. I haven't actually been to a casino with him. but I understand, and I don't think it's been seriously debated, that he has attempted to become a professional gambler, and here's why that's a concern. There are people in Washington who study the members of Congress, seeking out weaknesses in them that can be exploited. And if a person has trouble with gambling, I'm not saying Mr. Long does, but if they were to maybe go on a trip to Las Vegas or wherever they happen to go, lose a large amount of money or what have you, it makes them vulnerable to influence by people who are corrupt, especially, I would think, given the extensive influence of organized crime in the gambling industry. And I just think that sets up incredible risks. If a person has gambling happens to be there, an obvious weakness of theirs, it sets up incredible risks for unrighteous influence in their lives and in the way they govern. In terms of expertise, I know Mr. Long has been a very successful businessman. Whether that translates into understanding anything about government policy is another question.